Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust. Oh, yes, wait
a minute, Mr. Boseman. And a day late. Hey, 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 I apologize for that. It is the Commish's Inbox Podcast. Had a little issue yesterday, but nonetheless, we get your questions read right here on our podcast at joebucksfan.com. Usually do it every Wednesday, coming to you today. Instead, we do have some questions we're going to get answered regarding the NFL draft. I am Justin Pawlowski. You can always shoot me your questions via email, commish@620wdae.com. You can shoot it to me through Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust, or, of course, through Twitter at commish620wdae. WDAE. And speaking of Twitter, I'm going to have a Twitter-only mock draft happening Tuesday evening. So if you are on Twitter, you want to join me and follow me on Twitter. Plus, I always give updates throughout every day as I'm working at home. So you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/commish620WDAE. All right, let's get right to the emails that have come in. Actually, this one came through the Facebook.
You've got mail.
Yep, this one coming from Steven. Steven wants to know and was wondering if Ponder really was able to help his stock that much after a good combine. I wouldn't call it good. I'd call Ponder having one of the best combines of any of the quarterbacks. And I already thought Ponder was solidifying himself as a second-round pick. The arm issues, the elbow issues worry me. I'm concerned about having a quarterback that already doesn't have a very strong arm with elbow issues coming into the National Football League. But his leadership ability, his accuracy is probably the best of any of the top quarterbacks in this draft. And Ponder's going to be a good fit for a West Coast style of offense. And I look at teams at the top of the second round that might be good fits for Ponder, that include the Cincinnati Bengals right there at the top of the second round. Jay Gruden coming in, going to run John Gruden's type of West Coast offense. Accuracy, very important. Jeff Garcia didn't have the strongest arm, but he was always known as an accurate quarterback. Now, decision-making wasn't very good for Jeff Garcia, but Ponder's accuracy, very good, fits that type of West Coast style of offense. Another team running the West Coast style of offense now that might need a quarterback, the San Francisco 49ers. I don't see the 49ers really going with a quarterback early on in the first round, but maybe in the second round, a guy like Christian Ponder would be a good fit there for the San Francisco 49ers. But yes, Christian Ponder did help his stock out immensely at the combine. I can't imagine how good. I mean, he's one of the best speakers and leaders in the quarterback class, so his interviews went well with all the teams, and his performance on the field was great as well.
You've got mail.
This next email coming to us, this one came through on Twitter, coming from Richard. Richard wants to know where Martez Wilson will go, and do we as the Bucks, have a shot at him? I thought Martez Wilson might be a candidate for the Bucks in the second round. There's different ways you can look at Wilson. He played middle linebacker at Illinois. Some people think he's going to move to outside linebacker in the NFL. He played middle linebacker at Illinois, and it's not like he was terrible. He was already, to me, the number one middle linebacker coming into this draft. For a guy that's 6'4", 250 pounds, to run in the 4.4s at the combine is unbelievable. We just don't see things like that happen with a guy that size running that fast at the middle linebacker position. So, I think right now if the Buccaneers want Martez Wilson, they're going to have to consider him in the first round. And now you look at a position at linebacker. Is Martez Wilson going to be higher up on the Buccaneers board than, let's say, other defensive ends that might be there for the Buccaneers, like Ryan Kerrigan, Adrian Claiborne, Justin Houston, Aldon Smith? All these defensive ends are going to be in the mix for the Buccaneers. If Martez Wilson is ranked higher than one or more of these guys, and he's the top player on the Bucs board, it wouldn't surprise me if the Buccaneers went with Martez Wilson. The need at linebacker is almost as big big is the need at defensive end for the Buccaneers? They got to get better in their front seven at those two positions. They got to find guys that can attack the quarterback. And one thing that I did like about Martez Wilson when I watched him at Illinois was when he blitzed, he got to the quarterback. He put pressure on the quarterback. And I saw times where Martez Wilson chased down Terrell Pryor of Ohio State. That was pretty impressive. With that kind of speed and the good coaching that I think the Buccaneers have on the defensive side of the ball, I think Martez Wilson has the speed to get deep in that Tampa 2 type of defense. And once again, if the Buccaneers are going to mix in some 3-4 to what they're already playing in the 4-3, maybe you could see Martez Wilson move a little bit to outside linebacker if the Bucs do go to that 3-4 in nickel situations and come off the edge. If that's what he projects to in the NFL as either a middle linebacker or an outside linebacker to 3-4, well, it wouldn't hurt to have him maybe doing both at the next level. But if the Buccaneers are going to look at Martez Wilson, they might have to get him in the first round. I just don't think he lasts to the Bucs' second round pick.
You've got mail.
And our final question coming in, this also from another Steven coming to me through the email, commish@620wdae.com. This Steven asks, if both of your favorite players are available at 20, what position should the Bucs take? Thinking we could grab Dante Moak or Justin Houston, in parentheses, wow, is Houston a grown-looking man, showed up at the combine, and then grab a couple defensive ends later on in the draft with an eye on adding a defensive end in free agency whenever that is. Well, I look at, if you're talking about, first off, let's touch on Dante Moak. Dante Moak, as a scout, as somebody who follows the draft, it's hard to look at a guy like Dante Moak and not wonder what could be with this type of athlete. 6'1", 248 pounds, runs in the 4.4s, just lightning quick, played defensive end at Nevada, got to move out to outside linebacker in the NFL, very good at attacking the quarterback. You know, he is going to have to learn to play that outside linebacker position, especially if it's moving out to outside linebacker in a 4-3. Now, in a 3-4, if he moves to outside linebacker, he's going to have to rush the quarterback, and that's what he knows. If he's going to move out to outside linebacker in a 4-3, there's going to be a learning curve there. I don't see Dante Moak going in the first round right now. I think he's still a developmental project, and, you know, with a guy with that size, speed, combination, you know, one team to always keep an eye on is the Oakland Raiders. I don't know if the Raiders need an outside linebacker that much. I think there's some defensive backs that they could have their eye on already just because of how they ran at the combine. But Dante Moak is the type of guy that the Raiders usually drool over, and the Raiders pick before the Buccaneers in the second round. But I don't see Dante Moak going in the first round this year. I think there's too much of a risk there just because he is a developmental project with a ton of athletic ability. Now, the other player you brought up was Justin Houston. I think Justin Houston is a very viable candidate for the Buccaneers at 20 if he's there at 20. I really like Justin Houston. I liked him before the combine. He's 6'3", 270 pounds. A lot of people think he's already athletic enough to move to outside linebacker in a 3-4, but with that size and the strength he showed at the combine on the bench press, putting up 30 reps, you know, I think Justin Houston could no doubt step down and play 4-3 defensive end. A guy who can play multiple positions. I don't know if he lasts to 20. I think if Justin Houston does last to 20, I think there's a very good shot that he's the Buccaneers' pick, even over guys like maybe Ryan Kerrigan or Adrian Claiborne. Justin Houston can rush the quarterback, can play linebacker, can play that outside linebacker in a 3-4 if the Buccaneers do that. So I think there's no doubt that Justin Houston would be very high on the Bucs' board if he is available with the 20th pick. As for adding defensive ends later on in the draft, wouldn't shock me. And a guy you brought up, Greg Romeus, in your question. Greg Romeus, to me, is a guy the Buccaneers should target. I love Greg Romeus. Obviously, with the work I do as the pre- and post-game host for the USF Bulls on their radio broadcasts, I've followed the Big East. I think there's a lot of good players, a lot of good sleepers coming out of the Big East. They did last year. I think they'll be the same this year. Greg Romeus is one of those guys. He was dominant for Pitt, went down with a knee injury. That's going to make him drop, obviously. But is he worth the risk in, let's say, the third round? I think so. I think this is a guy, if he can show that his knee is getting healthy, that he will be 100%. We've seen so many players have ACL tears that have come back and some that haven't come back. If you feel confident that Greg Romeus is going to come back and be close to where he was when he was healthy at Pitt, boy, that's a guy I want on my team coming off the edge. I think he's a leader. I think he's a captain. He's a hard worker, and he is a relentless pass rusher. So I think the Buccaneers, if they're going to get a Greg Romeus, might be too risky to wait till the fourth round like they did with Mike Williams last year. If they want Greg Romeus, they'll probably have to grab him in the third round this year. Thanks to all the questions that have come in. We try to answer as many as we can. Obviously, these podcasts get a little long, but you can always submit questions, and I'll always try and get an answer to you anytime during the week. Three ways you can contact me: email commish@620wdae.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/fairandjust. And of course, the Twitter account, twitter.com/commish620wdae. We'll be doing that Twitter only mock draft next Tuesday. And keep coming right back here. We got our first position breakdown coming out tomorrow at joebucksfan.com.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.